In the United Kingdom, stocks dropped Thursday for travel and retail companies. In Scotland, where G8 leaders were talking about agreements for the global economy and climate change, work had to be postponed because of the London attacks. UW-Madison economics professor Stephen Durloff says the G8 can still make progress on issues that are controversial and have sparked protest.
The upshot's going to be the summit's disrupted, but in terms of decisions that are going to be made, it's difficult to imagine those would be influenced.
The terror bombings also sent international markets lower.
It's not a matter that that some fundamental aspect of the economy is altered by this. Rather, what is altered are expectations and feelings of optimism and pessimism about the way things are going to go in the future.
Durloff says oil prices could probably go even higher. Economists say the key question about the markets in general is how much confidence will be damaged by the attacks. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.